All right, and we're done. Anybody?
Yeah.
What about Kamala? Was Don surprised at Kamala?
He might have been. I got to tell you, even he might have been. Even God might have been on that one. No. So, all right. So we verse 31. We talked about the abomination of desolation. So by smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly towards the covenant, but the people who know their God will display strength and take action. So here we haven't really pulled back the curtain yet. So here we believe he's talking about the Maccabean revolt. So we saw the little film. Do you guys remember that about the thing on the internet? How they were so, not only had they done this in the Temple of Jerusalem, they were going to push it out to the outcome. Well, a guy went out to sacrifice, and there was a priest, Judas Maccabee, was the priest. No, that was his son. And Judas meant the hammer, I think. I forget what the father's name was. But basically, he was the priest in this town. So the guy came out, the Greek representative came out and said, you will sacrifice this. And he basically said, no, I'm not. So a guy basically stepped up and said, well, if he don't do it, I will. So he pulled out his ceremonial knife and stabbed them both. Well, that kicked off. You're in. You're devoted at that point, as you would say to the sheep at the slaughter. So they fled into the hills. They led a very successful revolt for a period of time, for 3 years. And we went about how that brought about Hanukkah, because they went back. They created all new implements for the temple. They sacrifice, and that's when you get, they only had enough oil for the lamp to burn for one day, but it burned for 8 days while they did the ceremony to cleanse the temple. So that's why there's the Hanukkah thing and all that. And then what's interesting is I had it in here, it's John 13. In John 13, Jesus goes to the temple to celebrate a festival in the winter. Well, if you will know from the Old Testament, all the festivals are either in the fall or the spring. So there's only one festival in the winter, and that is Hanukkah. So Jesus basically gave his blessing to Hanukkah in that he went to the temple to celebrate that. So that's your little history lesson for the day. So it's interesting that with smooth words, he will turn to godlessness. So this guy's going to deceive even back then. He's get the Hellenized Jews on his side. But those who have insight among the people will give understanding to the many, yet they will fall by the sword and by the flame and by captivity and by plunder for many days. So it started out, it lasted 3 years because one of the main generals had gone off. There was another part of the kingdom that was revolting towards the east. Once they put that down, they came back to Judea and Samaria and put down the Jewish revolt. Now, when they fall, they will be granted a little help, and many will join them in hypocrisy. So you see that they amassed this kind of big army, but when it came time to fight, a lot of guys said, "Yeah, you know what, being Greek ain't that bad. I think I'm going to, you know," when it looked like the tide was turning. So that's kind of what you get there. So in verse 35, so this is where it starts to pull back that curtain, and you're going to see some future events. Some of those who have insight will fall in order to refine, purge, and to make them pure until the end time. That's how you know the time has changed from that time to the end time, because it has still not come at the appointed time. So I step back in chapter 8 real quick, read a couple verses that we've already gone through. Out of one of them will come a little horn, which grew exceedingly great towards the south, towards the east, towards the glorious land. Obviously, that's Antiochus. Verse 10, it grew great even to the host of heaven, and some of the host of the stars threw down to the ground and trampled on them. And it threw some of the host of the stars down to the ground and trampled on them. It became great, even as great as the prince of the host, and regular burnt offering was taken away from him, and the place of his sanctuary was overthrown. So there's kind of talking about the high priest. and the host will be given over to it together with the regular burnt offering because of transgression, and it will throw the truth on the ground, and it will act and prosper. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said, verse 13, to the one that spoke, for how long is the vision concerning the regular burnt offering, transgression, and that makes desolate, and the giving over of the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot? And he said to me, 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary shall be restored to its rightful place. That's basically 2.5 years, or 3.5 years. So that's that same, we're going to see that time keep coming up, that it's very, very, I don't know why, but the Lord just seems to be very, very intent on you knowing that it's 3.5 years. All right, so we'll step back to chapter 11. Then this king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and that's where you guys know my, I feel like there's a unseen realm that has little g gods in it that we don't know about, because you'll see, and we'll speak monstrous thing against the god of gods. So he wouldn't be much of a god of gods if there wasn't other gods. So that's how I feel about that, and that's for my own edification. And he will prosper until the indignation is finished, for that which is decreed will be done. It's kind of interesting, you could refer back. This guy, who we're going to see into the future, has 33 different names in the Old Testament and 13 in the New Testament. He's a little torn, the speaks blasphemies. There's all kinds of names for him. You can look that up. But he evidently has a big mouth, and he likes to talk about himself a lot. So he will show no regard for the gods of his fathers. This gets into this, like, I am not the person to walk you through too much of this, in the sense that some people believe this could be Jewish, that he could be Jewish, that they're talking about the gods of his fathers. Or for the desire of women. People say, oh, well, that makes him a Muslim, because how bad the Muslims treat their women and all that. Or he could be a homosexual. Or there's another theory that the desire of all the women up to that time, Jewish women, was to be the mother of the Messiah. There could be no other greater blessing as a Jewish woman to be the mother of the Messiah. So when he says, or the desire of women, he's not worried about that, because he knows that the Messiah is already come. So, I don't know. I don't pick any side on that. I don't know if it matters to us as the church that matters. Nor will he show regard for any other god, for he will magnify himself above all. So we can see there that there's a leadership vacuum politically and religiously that he steps in and fills. But instead, he will honor of God of fortresses, or strongholds, it will be, a God who his fathers did not know. Now, you know, you can even go into, they're talking about beings, there's even guys that believe these are beings not from this world. That's how you would, there's people going to show up and say that, hey, we're the guys that dropped you off here, you know, 10,000 years ago, we've been watching you and keeping an eye on you, and he's going to get everybody to worship them, which would be a God whom your fathers did not know. He will honor him with gold, silver, costly stones, and treasures. He will take action against the strongest of fortresses, against strongholds, which I believe, which would be the Jewish people. I was looking through all kind of verses where the Lord's held up as my tower, my strong place, all throughout the Psalms. It talks about the Lord is my tower, the Lord is my, so it's kind of, and he will take action against the strongest of these fortresses and with the help of a foreign god. So you can define that how you think you need to. I don't have any particular, I don't know, just reading through it. I don't know if we have to know, but if you think you do, then you got a lot of reading ahead of you, I'll tell you that, because there's about 50 different rabbit trails people go down with that. And he will give great honor to those that acknowledge him, and will cause them to rule over many. So what could be, we see it in our own political system with all these people. Most of us, I don't know if I'm like everybody else, I don't care to rule over anybody. Most people just want to be left alone. I want to keep what I make, and I want to do my thing and be around my family and my friends, and I have no desire to tell everybody else what to do. Just leave me alone. But evidently, there's a group of people out there, as we see them chanting and singing in front of, you know, all the different buildings, that just can't resist wanting to rule and reign over people and steal their money. So we're seeing, so obviously this guy is going to play into that human fault and be able to say to them, hey, if you want power, join me. Not only will you get power, I'll give you some money and riches and wealth to go with it. And many people are going to fall for that. And you see that on TV every night. What's interesting, it says, and we'll parcel out land for a price. So here you go. This is the only thing, I mean, I love Trump. I love, you know, kind of what he's done as president. And I honestly believe that he doesn't think about invading Gaza. But with Jesus, when the Lord gave the promised land, trust me, it went from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates. You know, so when we start mucking around over there and saying, we're going to take this and we're going to take this, it gives me a little pause. I'm like, I'm hoping he's just using it in negotiating tactics and saying, look, if somebody doesn't do something about this, I am. And just to make everybody else get involved, to give the Lord good reason to spank them when the time comes. But I'm hoping we stay out of that.
As a witness and a recent toe toucher to the Gulf of America, I like that part.
Yes, yes. There's many things up. This is the one thing. And like I said, I hope it's just a negotiating tactic. That he's basically, you know, like dad coming home, taking his belt off, saying, all right, everybody's going to get something that they don't straighten up. So they're going to, so already Egypt and all of them say, oh, we're going to. And it plays into even more that comes out here and there. And it's kind of interesting if you know, Perez means divided in Hebrew. And I think it's kind of interesting that when that, oh, I can say nothing good about it, so I won't say anything. President Jimmy Carter signed a peace agreement. The Prime Minister of Israel's name was Perez. I just think that's interesting, which means divided. And that didn't last long, so I think the Lord just said, you don't own this, so I'm not going to let you divide it up the way you think you are. So I always find that kind of interesting. All right, verse 40. At the end time, the king of the south will collide with him and the king of the north. So some people believe this is Russia and Egypt, and everybody's trying to, it's kind of interesting, the Nexus says, we'll storm against him with chariots. Anybody know what the Hebrew word for chariot is? Merkava.
What is it?
Merkava. Well, you know what their tanks are named? Merkava.
What? Really?
A Hebrew tank's called a Merkava. Yes, that's their model of tank.
Fascinating. I was going to say an iron horse.
Oh, there you go. That's what it is. With horsemen and many ships, and he will enter countries, overflow them, and pass through. Some people believe this is Armageddon, that this is setting up for the Battle of Armageddon. Then we come to verse 41. He will also enter the beautiful land, and many countries will fall, but those will be rescued out of his hand. This is interesting. Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon. And nobody knows why. I honestly, this is one thing I give most everybody credit for. Nobody even has a theory as to why these are. But the only country in the Middle East that has signed a peace accord with Israel that has stayed for the last 50 years, Jordan. And that's what these three countries, these three tribes make up Jordan, what is now Jordan. And what's even more interesting is many people believe when it says flee into the mountains, come down, don't grab your stuff. When you see the abomination desolate, flee into the mountains are in Jordan. And guess what's just before this mountain? Petra. Which most people believe, what's interesting about Petra, if you see it on a map, it's basically kind of underground. And the only way to get to it is these real small openings, so it can't be attacked by an army because you'd have to come through single file. So many people believe that that's going to be where the remnant is hidden in the end times. So, just a theory. I don't know about it. And he will stretch out his hand against other countries, and the land of Egypt will not escape. So, but he will gain control of the hidden treasures of gold and silver and all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians will follow at his heels. But rumors from the east and the north will disturb him, and he will go forth with great wrath and destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch tents of his royal pavilion between the seas and the beautiful holy mountain. So he's right in Israel. So the sea is the Mediterranean, the holy mountain Zion. So he's right in the Holy Land. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him. So he has an inglorious end. All right, we're going to finish 12 real quick here. Now, at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people. So that seems to be Michael's job, as you always see him. They call the prince of your people. So seems his job is to watch over Israel. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who's found written in the book, will be rescued. So, it's interesting because a lot of things say, oh, and all the Jews will be rescued. Well, that's not what it says. It says the ones written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, those to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. Those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness expanse of the heavens. A lot of this goes back to Revelation where you see the stars of heaven. And those that lead many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end times. Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. And as much as we have stubborn people that don't like to carry phones that have all the information ever in the world's history, the rest of us carry around phones. So obviously information has increased. So then I, Daniel, looked and behold, two others were standing, one on this bank of the river and the other on that bank of the river. And one said to the man dressed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long it will be until the end of these wonders? And I heard the man dressed in linen who was above the waters of the river as he raised his right hand and his left towards heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it would be a time, times and a half. Again, 3.5 years, very important for some reason. And as soon as they finish shattering over the power of the holy people, all these events will be completed. And that's it. Any comments? Anybody? Some people feel that that's Jesus standing between the two angels.
Did
I miss? Oh, you're right. Oh, sorry, there's no. As for me, as I heard, did not understand. There you go. Went on to another page. I thought it was done. My Lord, what will be the outcome of these events? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for these words are concealed and sealed up till the end times. Many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and others of the wicked will understand. But those who have insight will understand. From that time that a regular sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation was set up, there will be 1,290 days. How blessed is he who keeps them waiting and attains the 1,335 days, which is kind of interesting because you can tell there's 45 days in there that, you know, there's about 100 different theories of what those 45 days are, but I don't know. So I'm not going to come down on the side. But as for you, go your way to the end. Then you will enter into your rest and rise again for your allotted portion is at the end of the age. Which is good news for all of us.
Amen.
Comments? Tomatoes? Whatever you want to throw, feel free.
Tomatoes.
So, I mean, it's tough. I wish, you know, I don't wish. I mean, I find that everybody that comes up with a system that goes through all that, that it falls apart at some point. Something has happened in history to change that. Huh?
But you believe it's prophetic.
Oh, I believe it. I just believe that you can't, no person right now can sit down and come up with a system and make it fit all these events we try, you know, people say, this is Armageddon, this is what, Ezekiel 38, this is this, you know. I don't know. I don't know if we're, I don't know if we're called to worry about that. Except,
well, see, I look at it when you're talking about Rome, you know, or being 500 years before the Roman Empire. Rome probably did exist. You know, the city of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
People knew about it, just like the Greeks probably existed, but everybody's looking at, what are they? They're nothing. And God shows with that that the plan is sufficient. So the stuff that we see as insufficient is actually what God's planning. It's not, so it's not the power of man, it's the will of God that's happening. That's what, when you read that stuff, and you know, it's so hard to understand. I look at it as, what is the, that's the will of God, and it's going to work because it's His will, and we are to live it out. That is our place in this whole picture. We got to live it out. Oh yeah, we look for it because we're men. We have to know. But are we ever really going to know? Because people probably knew Rome, but they're looking at Rome and saying, that ain't ever going to happen. You know, it's just great to see that God's plan is carried out, even though we look at it as, wow, that's impossible.
So I always took it as a picture of, like, you could get on Route 40 and travel from the East Coast to the West Coast. So if you know your destination's the West Coast, every once in a while you just need a sign that says Interstate 40. And that's what God's given you. But when you start trying to look for mile markers and know when you're going to get there, that's when it gets confusing. And all God's telling you, you're on the right road, everything's happening just like I planned it, just stay on this road, and we're good. But when you start trying to ascertain pit stops and where the next rest stop is and all that, you run into trouble.
I like it when it says 40 West.
Yeah.
Or those little lines that say 40 East this way. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Right?
Yeah, it actually looks like 40 North, really, if you say it. You're like, what does he mean West? But I guess it goes a little West, but it goes mainly North. So, anybody? I know that was confusing at the end, and I wish I... Again, I don't think anybody can... make a plan, but we got through it. It is what it is. Hopefully, we got everything out of it that the Lord wanted us to have out of it, and it is what it is.
That's why He gave it to us. So we can get something
out. There you go.
Thank you, Christmas.
That was a tough one there, bro. I think Mike said he wanted to do Genesis.
I'm getting a heavier study on that one. They're better.
And I don't know what to do about the. We'll have to figure out something before next week or whatever.
How are you doing?
So, does somebody else want to do something next week? I would like to take a break for a week. Mike, you want to do something? You have something? Anybody? Anybody?
Well, we knew it was
going to
be anybody
missing
Mike.
Well, that's the bottom of the barrel. We were
that's
hoping
right.
to move up
we
a little
all
bit.
Know that. If you want to take a break,
I would like to have a week off.
That's fine.
If you don't mind, I just need to marinate for a week, or marinate, whichever the case would be.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Sorry we had to rush through that, and it was 20 minutes getting started, but I didn't control the technical part of it.
That's why I don't do technical.
That's because you're not in control.
Yep, that's for sure.
You have to let the Spirit minister through you. You'll never figure it out.